mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, I feel like the time has really flown by. 4 years ago today, the 15th day of July 2000, now it's the 15th day of July 2004, I snuck into the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, the first time anyone had ever successfully done that and gotten images, video out. And world leaders right now are there, and this evening, once the sun sets in Northern California, they will engage for the 132nd time in their satanic ritual. So I figured, you know, it's about an 8-page article I wrote when I got back from Bohemian Grove back in 2000. I figured I should just read that on air in the interest of time to try to keep it focused and just cover the facts. And so that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to read that in its entirety here on air. In the meantime, a tiny chip takes on a big job. This out of the Associated Press, telling us how wonderful it is. It's an area of high security. It's necessary that we have access to this through a chip, which, what's more, is unremovable. The Attorney General of Mexico told reporters the chips operating on high-frequency radio signals will be used to identify the few prosecutors, 160 of them have already got it, with access to the crime database and sophisticated communication systems. So they can't get into the new area of the Justice Ministry if they don't have this. And other governments are saying they're going to make their militaries and their government employees take it. A few months ago, the mainstream news was discussing major police departments in Florida debating making police officers take microchips in their hands. Then the gun wouldn't fire unless it was their gun. And so I said, they're going to make the enforcers take it first. They're going to say, hey, what's your problem? I had to take the chip. And they'll say, hey, if you want to go in this business or this company, you got to have a chip. And simultaneously, the face scanners are going in the grocery stores, the thumb scanners. It's all falling into place. And it's so Orwellian, such a brave new world, Twilight Zone situation. Here's another one of the headlines from the Associated Press. Chip implanted in Mexico judicial workers. And they say that's only the beginning. Communist China says they're going to do it. They're going to make prisoners take it. The Bureau of Prisons in California has already ordered them. Chip implant in Mexico judicial workers. Security has reached the subcutaneous level for Mexico's Attorney General and at least 160 people in his office. They have been implanted with microchips that get them access to secure areas of their headquarters. It's a pioneering application for a technology that is widely used in animals but not in humans. You know, if I had the staff and the time, we've got interviews posted in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.com from 2-3 years ago, where I had the CEO of Applied Digital on, I had their chief scientist on, and I would read from their press releases, you plan to put this under the skin for people to buy and sell, to have jobs, to be in security. Oh no, we're never going to do that, because they were under heat at the time. And then their own documents said they were planning to do it, and now here they are doing it. Just to expose what a pack of liars these people are. So now we're calmly talking about having to have a chip, to have a job. It's 2004. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is the 4th anniversary of our infiltration of the Bohemian Grove, and right now world leaders are preparing to worship their Canaanite deity in Northern California. So we'll go over that, but I've got all this really, really important news here. Florida citizens to help catch terrorists. Fox News, and of course last week they were saying that it was going to be the firefighters and utility people. Now it's going to be anyone and everyone, apartment managers, exterminators, repairmen, everyone. And the TIPS program was never canceled. It had its name changed, and this is federally funded down at the state level. And it's just totally un-American. Florida citizens to help catch terrorists. And again, that's the headline. Then you read into the article, it's to fight terrorists and crime. Homeland Security to fight terrorists and crime. Crime. Crime undermines the state. And that helps Al-Qaeda. So if we think you might be involved in crime, you're stripped of all your freedoms and liberties. And if you try to expose government corruption, we'll charge you with the Patriot Act, too. You know, that's in there. And it says, law enforcement officials, they're the officials, they're the authorities, they're not servants. See, law enforcement officials in Central Florida are planning to train cable repairmen, exterminators, apartment managers, and others to report signs of terrorism inside their clients' homes. Of course, we have a copy of the press release by the law enforcement body there in Florida, and it says crime. That was in the Associated Press last week when we first covered this. Supporters of the program say making private citizens the eyes and ears of the police will save lives, but opponents Aren't the ACLU say the plan is un-American and say it is a violation of privacy? Well, I mean, the Russians did it. Hitler did it. It must be good. They do it in China. Fidel does it. Operation TIPS, a similar program proposed by President Bush, was withdrawn in 02. That's not true, by the way. After critics said it would lead to racial profiling. Can't have that. So far, 5,000 brochures detailing the Florida plan have been printed, and volunteers will be trained for what to look for. But Orange County officials stress that people will go through the training, will be encouraged to only report what they see, not search for evidence. And again, the we've got the press release, read it last week. It's all crime. And I've had friends, you know, who were in college years ago, who were taking a botany class and had some orchids growing and big flowers in their bedroom, and the carpet man, and in that case it was a carpet person too. They just very they raise a lot of extra money, a lot of extra cash, better than the $12 an hour I guess they get gouging you to clean your carpet. But they called the police on them. They got a SWAT team visit and did ransack it, and then say, okay, bye-bye. Nice orchids, but evil orchids. These idiots don't know what an orchid is compared to marijuana. Mary Jane. And, of course, I've told you the story of the carpet cleaner in my house, seeing a shotgun you could buy anywhere on the wall, and wanting to call the police on me, and I barely stopped that from happening. So, and this is going on nationwide. So that's the kind of articles I've got here that we really should cover and go over. By the way, in one particular city, hundreds of people found that if they put their driver's license and credit card readers at gas stations, and I've talked about this before, that it will authorize the gas pump. And, of course, the fools didn't know that it also recorded your Social Security number through your driver's license number, everything about you. And you see the truth buried in news articles like this because they're arresting hundreds of people now who did this. Word just spread that this would work. And why do you think it would work? Because since the early 90s, almost every state, last time I was 42, I'm told it's the other eight now, take the thumbprint of the digital scan and have the federally mandated driver's license with the magnetic strip on the back. And it's all being standardized. That'll be your national ID card for the new national sales tax. And it'll still have your state's brand name on it, but it's really already federal. And I have a AP article and another article as well, too, on this subject of all over the country now, people are finding they can stick their driver's license in. Now, not yet, folks. You'll have to pay once it's time. You know, once there's another terror attack and they announce that these are our national ID cards and the new national sales tax, then it'll all be attached to your mandatory bank account. You'll have to have a bank account. This has been announced. This is in the latter planning stages. The infrastructure's been put in, and your check will have to be automatically transferred. Most companies already pressure you to do this into your bank account. And to live, you'll have to have a bank account with the government attached to it. And we'll all just get trained to have our money taken out instantly as we pay for things, and have the new national sales tax shared with the locals, who will enforce it, and hence become federalized through it. And I'm just getting ready for my new life. Here in Austin, I won't be able to drive anywhere without getting on a toll road. No more than 5 miles without getting on a toll road. Well, no more than a quarter mile from my house to get on one, but for most people, you can't go 5 miles without being on one. And these will be checkpoints where they randomly search your vehicles. It's admitted. And it's going in nationwide, and I'll have to swipe my card to buy anything and have to have a special bank account for that. It's all part of the new freedom. Everything we do, tracked and traced. And yes. So, we'll go over that, too. But, there's so much here. You know, a few years ago on the Weather Channel, they had an hour-long special program on the show called Atmospheres. But on that particular show, it was about how the U.S. government can control the weather with these charging systems, these radio towers that charge the atmosphere, and how they can cloud seed and spray. And I don't know, 6-7 years ago, I saw articles for the Russians. You can pay them $1 million, and the Russian government will come to your parade anywhere in the world and guarantee the sky will be clear. But then the average yuppie says there's no such thing as weather control. This is out of the BBC. China ran rainmaking, and it goes on, China rainmaking creates a storm. And it says, relations between neighboring Chinese cities have become stormy over the use of controversial technology, which encourages rainfall. They had floods 3 years ago in South Texas that killed, I don't know, it was like 40 people in one night. And then there was a blurb out in the San Antonio paper that, oh, there was a Navy weather modification test going on, and these record storms formed instantly. But never mind. And it says the method did bring rain in Henan, but not equally to all areas. Meteorological officials in one city accused neighboring colleagues of overusing the method, the paper said, and stealing their water. The five cities of Pindanghong, Zhongmandang, Lohan, Zhucheng, and Zhukou have all been suffering from drought, but were finally blessed with rain as a result of cloud seeding on Saturday, the China Daily reported. However, while Pinhong Dashan received more than 100 millimeters of rainfall, less than 30 millimeters fell for Zhukou. One Zhukou official accused the other province of intercepting clouds that would probably have drifted to other places. And it says they were still launching rockets to make rain when they already had rain falling, he is reported as saying. Cloud seeding is a long practice technology which uses rockets, planes, cannons, or ground generators to fire particles, usually silver iodine, into clouds to encourage water vapor to gather around them and eventually fall as rain. Now, that's the old 50s technology. Whenever we have droughts around here, you will see giant thunderstorms coming in, and these suddenly these white jets show up and fly in front of them at 4,000, 5,000 feet and spray out their trails and blocks it. And NASA admits the Earth is 20% darker now because of the trails from jets that weren't there just a few years ago, 7-8 years ago, when all this stuff started accelerating. But shifting gears yet again, who ever thought, I mean, I remember many years ago feeling like a weirdo when I was about to read a government document on air and going, folks, it's on the website, or folks, you can go to the library and read this, even before I had a website in 98. There is a plan through FAD, through security, through not being able to have a job if you don't have it, to have implantable microchips. And everything we cover, oh, I'd say 95%, is documented. It's stuff we can totally prove, and we occasionally connect the dots and speculate a bit. But clearly point out when we're speculating. But none of this was speculation. I mean, I would read 3-4 years ago the corporate documents of these companies saying they're going to make us take it, we're all going to have it, ha, ha, ha. They've got all these weird occult names for it, the Babylon system, the digital angel. It goes on and on. And now, I mean, what, 3 months ago, I had the Baja Beach Club manager, CEO, whatever, on. And he's like, oh, yes, I'm a distributor for Applied Digital, the implantable chip maker, and we're going to, government people are going to have to take it, police are going to have to take it, and I see a time when you'll have to have it to buy and sell. I think it's great. The chip will prevail, he said. You know, weird war talk. Well, the Mexican Attorney General is saying the same thing. And if you want to work in the headquarters, you got to have it. And all 160 just got it 2 days ago. And now here's the newest AP article. Others are going to have it. And there's discussions in Florida of making the police take it. I mean, we're openly, now we're to that point. See, it's happening. We'll be right back and get more into this and just a bunch of other news. Also cover Bohemian Grove, the 4th year anniversary of my infiltration. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we're sitting here calmly discussing, if you want to work in the justice ministry in the secure areas, you've got to have the microchip. And I remember about a year ago, my cousin, who's been in the military, I don't know, for 18 years, special forces, and now in more of the administrative side of things, coming over to my house for coffee and going, you know, I'm sorry I made fun of you a few years ago. I remember when I did that. They told us we're all getting microchips in a meeting. in a big old conference room full of officers. The whole military will be getting microchips in the next 2 years. Now, that was a year ago. And now we've already got reports of some special forces getting the chips. But see, then it's if you want to work as a cop, you want to have a gun, you want to work in the prison. They're going to make the enforcers do it. And then I remember having the CEO and the top scientists and others from Applied Digital on years ago. They'd say, oh, there's no plan to satellite track. There's no plan to control with this. There's no plan to... We've never proposed it when they were getting a lot of heat on the subject. And I would go, but here's your own press release saying it. Oh, Mr. Jones, ha 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 ha. You know, one of them had like this Transylvanian accent, a scientist. Sounded like Count Dracula or something. And so I'm sitting here dealing with this and watching them prepare the public for this, and Sean Hannity and Diane Sawyer and everybody else saying every child needs a chip across the political spectrum, and then now they're pushing it. They're doing it. Chips implanted in Mexico's judicial workers. Security has reached the subcutaneous level for Mexico's Attorney General and at least 160 in his office. They have been implanted with microchips that get them access to secure areas of their headquarters. And if you want to work there, you have to have the chip. It's a pioneering application of the technology that is widely used in animals, but not in humans. Mexico's top federal prosecutors and investigators began receiving chip implants in their arms in November in order to get access to restricted areas inside the Attorney General's headquarters, said Antonio Aceves, General Director of the company that distributes the microchips in Mexico. And the company is Solosat. Attorney General Rafael Macedo del Concha and 160 of his employees were implanted at the cost of taxpayers at $150 for each rice grain-sized chip. And it says that AP's Carlos Altamanero implanted with the Vera chip, so AP's got their reporters getting it, a microchip that is used to keep you safe. And it says more are scheduled to get tagged in coming months, and key members of the Mexican military, the police, and the office of President Vicente Fox might follow suit. Fox's office did not immediately return a call seeking comment. A spokesman for Macedo Della Concha's office said she could not comment on the statement, citing security concerns, but Macedo himself mentioned the chip program to reporters Monday, saying he had received an implant in his arm. He said the chips were required to enter the new Federal Anti-Crime Information Center. It's only for access for security, he said. The chips also could provide more certainty about who accessed sensitive data at any given time. In the past, the biggest security problem for Mexican law enforcement has been corruption by officials themselves. Corrupt officials will use this to frame people, to control it. I mean, this is just a Pandora's box. And the head of the company said they eventually hope to provide Mexican officials with implantable devices that can track their physical location any time. By the technology is still under development. And it says that the chips that have been implanted are manufactured by Verichip, a subsidiary of Applied Digital Solutions, a subsidiary of IBM, I would add. They lie dormant under the skin until read by an electromagnetic scanner, which uses a technology known as radio frequency identification, or RFID, that's going in all the products, I would add, that's now getting hot in the inventory and supply chain business. Scott Silverman, Applied Digital Solutions Chief Executive, said each of his company's implantable chips has a special identification number that would foil an imposter. And they go on to say that they plan to have it to where it's satellite tracked. Let me try to find that part. And it says that 1,000 Mexicans have been implanted with the chips so far, in addition to the chips sold to the government. I'm trying to find that quote where they say they're going to satellite track us all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit assetprotectionteam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit assetprotectionteam.com or call 888-240-3337.
This is from Newsday out of New York. It says the chips operating on high-frequency radio signals will be used to identify the few prosecutors with access to the crime database and sophisticated communication systems. Eventually, the chip will be married with satellite location technology. That's not true, folks. You can already, off a high-powered reader on a cell tower, scan you and then beam that up to satellite and give them a rough GPS bearing down to a few dozen feet. Well, they say 15 feet, not a few dozen. And then this other Associated Press article says they're going to make the police, government people take it, that 1,000 Mexican private citizens already have the Applied Digital Solutions chip, and now 160 of the people that are allowed to get into the new Justice Center. And Mr. Silverman of Applied Digital said his company has sold 7,000 chips to distributors across the United States, and that is more than 1,000 of those had been inserted into U.S. customers, mostly for security or identification reasons. And they're doing this, and that's in the U.S. Oh, suddenly the CEO just pops up, and oh, 1,000 Americans have got it. Oh, my goodness. And the two princelings were given chips last year. But Prince Harry and Prince William got their microchips. It's such a stylish thing. Only Hollywood people are getting it. And I predict, I've said this, within 4 years, your 14-year-old teenagers will be sneaking off. By the way, they're allowed to have abortions without your authorization because of this government. So they'll be sneaking off, if they can get that, to the tattoo parlors to get their microchips. And they're going to get 50% off into all the big theme parks and on products. And of course, no one will say it's discrimination. You know, you'll be lined up at the grocery store in, I'd say, 6 years. And folks will have the chip or the retina scan, and they're not refusing, and you're paying double. You'll go, okay, well, I've got to buy the food for my children. It's just too expensive without it. Go ahead and laugh at me. Just go ahead. I understand. It's not going to happen. I'm making up these Associated Press articles. They don't exist. I understand. Or when you finally see it on the news, you'll suddenly say it's a wonderful thing and love it. I don't mean that towards all the listeners, but those that are in deep, deep denial. A few other news articles, and then I'll get into my infiltration of Bohemian Grove. Today is the four-year anniversary of that. Talk about Adolf Hitler investigating Joseph Mengele, or Jeffrey Dahmer investigating Ted Bundy. House members will discuss request to the United Nations to monitor U.S. election. And this is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And they're pointing out that there really is no voting in the U.S. and that it's been totally exposed to be a fraud with these electronic voting machines. And meanwhile, there's a state rule prohibiting manual recounts on touchscreen voting systems, and there's a lawsuit in Florida filed over that. Governments, federal and state, are moving to bar you from having a recount, not allowing it. Oh, this is the new freedom. Not only are your systems a fraud provable, but you will arrest anyone trying to recount. It's very nice. And so the UN is going to come to our rescue, supposedly. The request by several members of the Congress to the United Nations to send observers, who of course will certify it, to monitor the upcoming presidential election has sparked interest around the globe. At this juncture, a dozen House members have signed the letter to the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. Thursday morning, those members who have signed the UN letter will hold a news conference, which has now happened, on Capitol Hill to discuss the ramifications of the request. We are hoping that our action will accelerate the nation from the suffering it took in 2000, will alleviate the nation from the suffering it took in 2000, when things went awry at the ballot box. They didn't go awry, folks. Said Congresswoman Eddie Bertrice Johnson, who is spearheading the event. We're hoping our action will restore confidence in the electoral process. We're hoping that every registered person gets to vote and that the vote is counted. Oh, please. Okay, let's get into Bohemian Grove. I'm just going to, and I'm not a news reader, so please bear with me as I go over this. This is a little, I just read into a tape recorder and then had it transcribed, basically. When I got back from the Bohemian Grove 4 years ago, and here is that story. You can look at photos, video clips, or order my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv via the Safe Secure shopping cart right now. Occult activities at the elite Bohemian Grove in Northern California exposed. Alex Jones tells his story. Last July, and again, folks, this is 4 years ago now, documentary filmmaker Alex Jones infiltrated Bohemian Grove, becoming the first person to capture the bizarre occult activities of the all-male elite club members on videotape. The footage recently aired in England, Ireland, and Scotland on UK Channel 4. It's now aired in the U.S. It was part three of a four-part special, The Secret Rulers of the World. Alex Jones was inside the 2,700-acre elite compound for over 5 hours, and states, thank God I caught the whole thing on videotape because no one would believe me if I hadn't. I have trouble believing it, what I witnessed with my own two eyes. It was actually that bizarre. For over 128 years, now 132, world leaders have traveled to Sonoma County, California in the month of July. Almost immediately, bizarre rumors began to circulate in the local press that something dark and occult was going on. The rumors entailed Dark stories of men in black and red robes and a giant 40-foot stone owl to which something or someone was being sacrificed. Alex Jones, being a radio talk show host, had heard the rumors many times, so he decided to look into it and did some research. To his surprise, mainstream media articles from Parade Magazine to the Associated Press, Reuters, the Sacramento Bee, and the Washington Times confirmed the incredible. World leaders were traveling yearly to the rural redwood-covered hills of Northern California, and photos actually existed of the giant stone owl and the men in black and red robes worshiping it. I was angered, Jones said, that in over 50 years there had been only a handful of news stories written on Bohemian Grove, and that these stories were calmly reported on the rumors and engaged in a whitewash, thus hiding a giant story in plain view. Reading about all the law enforcement and Secret Service protecting the Grove's mysteries, every July, Jones took the challenge of John Ronson of World of Wonder Productions to blow Bohemian Grove wide open with his hidden cameras. After traveling from Austin, Texas to San Antonio, Jones and the other members of his team, Violet Nichols and Mike Hansen, met up with the British filmmakers and began a three-day investigation before attempting to enter the Grove. On July 15, 2000, Alex Jones and Mike Hansen, equipped with two hidden video cameras and disguised as members of the Bohemian Club, successfully infiltrated the elite cult compound. One of the most commonly asked questions is, how did they get in? The following is a transcript of a taped interview with Alex Jones who described his infiltration of the super-secret elitist camp and what he witnessed inside. The Bohemian Club lies within a large range of hills and cliffs with 300 to 400-foot drops. The club itself consists of large log cabin-style homes built into the gorge walls. There is only one entrance on the north side of the compound, which is a paved road appropriately named Bohemian Avenue. A low barbed wire fence surrounds the entire perimeter of the club, but the fence doesn't matter because there is only one place where the hills come together, leaving an opening traversable by foot or car. Only. Simply stated, the Bohemian Grove is a walled city. After being dropped off near the Bohemian Club, we inserted ourselves into the woods about 100 yards from the main entrance. After going over the barbed wire fence, we found ourselves in what can only be described as a moat. The entire area along the road at the foot of the cliff wall had been dug out and flooded. We were able to make our way across the expansive swamp by jumping from broken tree limbs and other debris. After climbing up a steep embankment, pulling our way up by gripping on the tree roots, we found ourselves in a large parking lot with hundreds of cars. We saw several dozen Bohemian Club employees, servants, getting out of the vehicle, which were everything from Mercedes-Benz to Ford Tempos. At about 100 yards through the trees, we saw a much larger parking lot filled with more late-model luxury-style cars. Obviously, this was the parking area of the actual 2,000 members of the Bohemian Club. When you come in on the main road, the moat, the swamp, and the embankment are off to the right, or off to the west, just 50 yards of so. By going across the swamp or moat, we made our way past the two checkpoints, which consisted of a small guard shack on the left-hand side of the road, and another 50 yards down the road was another guard shack on the right-hand side of the road. It's a good thing that we decided to sneak around the first two checkpoints by entering through the Grove employee parking lot, because the real checkpoints lie deeper inside the Grove. There was a checkpoint in the middle of the road, a large guard shack with several dozen security people, and then guard shacks on the left and right sides of the roads, which were kind of like the German-style checkpoints you see in old war movies. I told Mike I thought it would be a good idea if we tried to get on one of the large trucks, that the flat back open trucks that had been padded seats, were actually picking up members of the Bohemian Club as they were entering, whether they were members or employees. So we went ahead and walked through the woods to the Bohemian Club member parking area and waited for one of the large trucks to pull up, at which time myself and Mike climbed into the back of one of the with two older gentlemen. Mike and myself made small talk conversation as we got into the back of the blacktop road and drove deeper into the grove, now approaching these larger checkpoints. In the 2 or 3 minutes that we were on board the truck, we caught an interesting conversation on tape, and it's in the video, as two of the members discussed the prices of their ceremonial robes. Again, all of which is in Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Our first close call happened as we neared the main checkpoint. The truck actually stopped, at which time an older, gray-haired man made eye contact with the driver of the truck and walked around the back of the truck to stare myself and Mike right in the eye. Obviously, he was afraid that we might be guests of the two older gentlemen we were riding with in the truck, as Bohemian Club members are allowed to bring guests, so he didn't ask us who we were or what we were doing. The guards went ahead and waved us on with a look of suspicion. Then we were actually inside the Bohemian Grove. We heard all the bizarre rumors and were about to find out what was really going on inside. The mystery was getting closer to being solved. The truck drove in for several more minutes and stopped, at which time we offloaded. I told Mike that I wanted to get to cover. It took us about 45 minutes to an hour to walk all the way through to the bottom of the gorge, at which point the road abruptly ended and a car could no longer drive on it as we turned into a concrete paved blacktop footpath. We reached the end of the gorge, which is an observation deck at the top of a 300-foot cliff overlooking the Russian River and the small town of Monterio on the other side. It was my plan to have the least amount of contact with the Bohemian Club members and staff as I could and wait until nightfall, to attempt to get our hidden cameras and to catch the cremation of care, to get out our hidden cameras and catch the cremation of care on tape. And it continues, at this point, I should digress and go back to say that as we were walking into the grove, we actually came within about 10 yards of the 40-foot stone owl that sits to the north side of the small lake. We were only about 7 yards away from the black alder that sits at the base of the owl. So already at this point, we had proven that the rumor was true. Yes, there is a giant stone owl. Yes, there is an altar. As we were walking deeper into the grove, past the lake, we saw little metal crosses sticking up from the water's edge. We'll get to those little metal crosses later. So now we had been there about an hour at the observation deck. There was no one around. All of a sudden, there was an older gentleman, about 67 to 70 years old, wearing a Sonoma County Sheriff's Department uniform, coming up the path. We didn't even see him coming. I believe he was the sheriff, and he started speaking to us in some kind of code. He looked at us directly and said, "Were you here in 1913? And are you one of the old ones?" Now, obviously, I was 27 years old at the time. Now, a few years older, folks. I'm pretty young, yes. I was 27 years old at the time, and the man knew I wasn't around in 1913, and that I wasn't one of the old ones. Knowing that he was testing me, I just calmly said, "Yeah, I'm with the Hillbillies." To explain that, there are 95 different clubs within the Bohemian Club. All the different club houses and log cabin style mansions that are built into the cliffs have different names and different memberships. The most elite club, according to the press reports, is Mandalay, with Henry Kissinger, Paul Volcker, former Federal Reserve Chairman, and other New World Order bosses. The Hillbilly Camp is the camp that the Bushes are members of, the number two camp, along with many other notables in American industry, banking, media, and government. At that point, he smiled and said, "We'll enjoy the day." He then turned around and walked off. After he had left, I said to Mike, "Look, we've got to get to a new position and hide ourselves in the woods." So we traveled back to the gorge. Off the cliffside and the observation deck, about halfway into the gorge, we noticed two men in dark suits and sunglasses were following us. I decided to slow down. The two men, who were obviously private security, Secret Service, or somebody's private bodyguards, walked up to us and asked our names. I gave them my fake name, and Mike gave them his fake name, and we told them that we were members of the Hillbilly Club. They said, "Take it easy, don't stress yourselves out, enjoy yourselves," which was a theme that came up more later. At this point, we had been confronted twice and were now being followed. I told Mike that we had to get into some heavily populated area where a lot of Grove members were congregating. So we went into several of the clubs and almost had our identities blown. We went in and had a few drinks because everyone was drinking copiously and they were offering us wine in some of the clubhouses. We then got back on the road into the large outdoor feasting area where hundreds of tables were being set up for the parties and revelry. I told Mike we should go up the steep road into the hills where some of the larger structures were located. It took us about 20 minutes to walk up the road into the only hills that were accessible by foot. At that point, some of the employees began to ask us why we weren't riding a truck up. We told them that we wanted to exercise. At that point, they started acting pretty suspicious. We noticed that high up in the hills, many of the log cabin structures were deserted with many large decks, so we went into the web camp and just made ourselves comfortable. The camps have different names like Lost Boys, Doom, Dragon, etc. We simply sat out the next hour, reloaded our cameras, and got back into place. I'll cover some of the ritual when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is the 15th of July on this Thursday, the fourth anniversary of my infiltration of Bohemian Grove. I'm going to have Robert Galen Ross on in the third hour. You don't want to miss that. Have him back on and, of course, get to all the other news. I've got to hurry through this, though. My little account of Bohemian Grove. You can read this in the Bohemian Grove section of Infowars.com. Continuing, by then the shadows were getting really long, and it was just a few minutes until dusk. We started to hear bizarre chanting and singing coming from down below us in the gorge, so we traveled back into the gorge. On our way back down, we saw thousands of men chanting and singing drunkenly beneath the giant redwoods. It was like something out of a fantasy novel, Hall of the Mountain King. I expected to see a dragon come hopping by any moment. There were huge skulls hanging down from the floodlights, satanic-style owls with glowing eyes, a lot of trappings of death that we could now see in the twilight illuminated by the large floodlights. The feasting revelers were beginning to break up and travel down the path towards the lake and the Shrine of the Owl. We decided to go ahead and mix in with them, and go where they were going. They were going towards the east side of the bank, about 100 yards across from the north tip of the lake where the idol and the altar stood. As we were walking around the lake, the only black man we ever saw, a very large black man, saw myself and Mike walking very quickly compared to other members in the crowd. We wanted to get a good place on the east side of the bank to watch the cremation of care ritual. All the rumors I had heard were now coming true. He said, "Trouble yourselves not, take it easy. The cares of the world are off your shoulders. You're not supposed to walk that fast." He then gave us two full-color programs. On the cover of the program, they show Moloch, the big owl, with a burning body and flame beneath it. That's on the website if you want to see it. Also, a little demon with the initials PJ was sweeping up someone's ashes on the lower left-hand corner of the program, which is also in the film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And it continues. Thousands of men began to gather on the Eastern Bank, private servants, as opposed to the Bohemian Grove employees, who all wear red shirts and who weren't allowed to be present at the ritual, began to put out chairs for their elderly employers. The sun had now sunken behind a hill. It was completely dark, and you couldn't even see the other side of the water. There were bats flying around and a lot of natural fog building on the surface of the water. And again, there's a lot of natural fog in Northern California, I add. I'll come back and try to read some segments from the ritual itself, and then we'll get into other news issues and your calls. But I would encourage all of you to get my video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's 2 hours, 5 minutes long. It's the history of the grove, some on Skull and Bones, the infiltration, the ritual, the aftermath, where I bullhorn the governor's mansion as Bush is announcing his vice presidential candidate back in 2000. It's a great video, and you need to have it. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and tell them, if you call the toll-free number, that I want Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. It's $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made, any of the titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, that number, if you missed it, is 1-888-253-3139. And the video is Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. This is the fourth anniversary of my infiltration, the first ever, only ever, successful. And it is the 132nd year anniversary since they started this Germanic death cult on the West Coast. We'll be right back.